If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Sully McCullough, comedian extraordinaire, live in studio.
I'm here.
Squee!
Yeah. That wild thing did it for me.
Yeah.
That's my super juice.
You can see his documentary, Dying Laughing. Right?
Dying Laughing on iTunes and Amazon. Download it. Jerry Seinfeld, Kevin Hart, yeah. Amy Schumer.
Any names?
Cool.
The late Gary Shandling, yes. My mentor.
I know.
It's the agony and ecstasy of comedy.
Yeah, fantastic.
Don't
we all know it?
Yeah, we all know it.
It's getting to be all ecstasy now, though, with the Trump.
Oh, yeah, it's nothing but ecstasy.
Right.
It's like, oh, I've got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Starting with me.
Donald Trump skips a White House Passover Seder. I guess it's bound to be awkward when your press secretary is just...
Right.
Holocaust denial.
Yeah, you might want to leave that one alone.
Yeah, I'll skip that.
Yeah, well, you knew that was coming. If he wouldn't fill out a bracket, you know he's going to skip.
Ivanka and Jared even skipped the Seder.
Huh.
Wow.
Hmm.
Just
it took place at the Holocaust Center. Of course, you know. You would.
Welcome to the Holocaust Center.
It's the worst possible place you could go.
Just to review, not just the Sean Spicer thing, he also, his campaign received widespread endorsement from Nazi groups and David Duke, Richard Spencer, other Nazis.
Wow. Let's
you know,
forget.
Nazis. Yeah. Used an anti-Semitic image in criticizing Hillary Clinton. He's been criticized by Jewish groups who liken his Syrian refugee ban to Holocaust-era policies. America First also has anti-Semitic roots, his slogan. And they even screwed up Holocaust Remembrance Day by not mentioning Jews.
Right out of the gate.
If you have any idea how easy it is not to screw up Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Right.
Okay. Joy Reid said a parable for Trump White House. When Bannon, who hired an actual Hungarian Nazi, is your chief strategist, you're going to botch World War II stuff.
Yeah.
That could be why. I don't. Would you like to hear the story about the cake again, Sully?
I would love to hear the story about the cake.
Oh, okay.
Because good. I need some cake in my life
okay,
right now.
Okay, here it is.
I was sitting at the table. We had finished dinner. We're now having dessert. And we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen. And
yeah, terrific. Tremendous.
President Xi was enjoying it. And I was given the message from the generals that the ships are locked and loaded. What do you do? And we made a determination to do it. So the missiles were on the way. And I said, Mr. President, let me explain something to you. This is during dessert.
Oh, was it cake?
We've just fired 59 missiles.
A delicious piece of chocolate cake.
All of which hit, by the way.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Is that
from
new?
What? Hundreds of miles away.
All of them hit? All of them.
Amazing.
Unmanned.
It's so incredible.
So incredible. I'm so amazing.
So incredible.
Did I mention there was cake?
Let me talk some more about the cake. The cake
one more
was
thing about
cut
the cake.
By Amorosa. A very, very secretive, secretive recipe passed down from many generations of her people.
The most beautiful cake. The
she
most
even
tremendous
saved
cake.
A piece for Ben Carson. He whispered, I'd like a slice.
Everything that Trump apparently touches or is involved in is tremendous.
It was
the most amazing you have ever seen.
It was amazing, tremendous.
All the missiles hit, all of them.
All of them.
Not one missed.
Really? Because I thought
they hit everything.
From hundreds of miles? I thought you just threw them by hand. Really?
It was if they were hand-thrown by Nolan
you don't
Ryan.
Say.
The great fastball pitcher Nolan Ryan half threw the missiles, and all of them hit.
I love basketball.
It was like a game of Battleship, except for real.
B-22.
Did you picture
my you sank my battleship, my chocolate delicious battleship.
Miss. Don't you know he cheated at Battleship? You know he's
sure,
the person that moves the
did.
Ship.
Oh, of course
Miss.
He did. Of course
you
he did.
You cheated, didn't you?
Yeah.
No.
He made
no.
sure he had
it was
he
always
had
there.
Extra ships.
Right.
I'm not going to disclose the number of ships I have in the game. Just know I'm winning.
Can't you just
so
picture him
winning.
Chocolate cake coming out of his mouth like
is winning.
Presidency.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Mr. President, you have some chocolate around. I know what
so
I
listen
have.
Listen to this. I got some ships and I got some missiles. Are you listening?
She. Listen to this. Oh,
and they're all locked and loaded. I like saying
locked
that.
And loaded.
Locked and loaded.
I like saying locked and loaded and also armada.
Armada.
Armada. And I like saying cake.
Oh.
Locked and loaded on mother cake.
This has to be
He's
the
obviously
most...
been locked and loaded on cake quite a few times.
Don't
that
disturb me.
In golf pants.
Don't disturb me. I'm in cake mode. I'm full on cake mode.
How many times a week do you think he says that?
I told Sean Heiss, Sean Spicer to shut his cake hole. I don't think you know what I meant.
He's not going to have any cake.
I love cake. The most beautiful chocolate
There's
cake.
There's no cake going in that cake hole again, you idiot.
It's too much.
God, he's such an idiot.
North Korea's done what now? Don't bother me. I'm in mid-cake.
I'm getting cakey with it.
Patton Oswalt tweeted, Holocaust Centers is trending, but I always shop at Bed Bath and Belzec. More selection, better prices.
Bed Bath and Berchtesgaden.
Stephen King tweeted, with President Forrest Trump, every day is like a rancid box of chocolates. You never know what kind of you're going to get. Daniel Lynn tweeted, Black History Month, Frederick Douglass is alive. Sexual assault awareness, O'Reilly did nothing. Passover, Hitler didn't gas anyone. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah, that's a good assessment right there.
Yeah.
Those are all the mistakes combined.
Yeah. Regina in Kentucky, you're on with Sully and Company. Hello.
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to call in with one of the many hypocritical observations that I have seen with this administration. The biggest one was I watched the early questioning of Gorsuch, and he really pounded home how he always sided with the law of the land and sided with whatever the laws were.
Uh-huh.
You would have thought that when the Republicans changed the law to appoint him, that he would have stood up and said, no, I can't do this, because it
right.
wasn't the law that allowed me to be appointed.
Yeah, yeah.
You would have thought, it would have been so refreshing to see a man stand up, just stand up and say, no, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, yeah. He will be known as Justice Asterisk. Emphasis on ass. Okay, the good news is the worm is turning. Sully, you know Joe Wilson, remember the you lie guy? The you lie.
Yeah,
the president.
Yeah.
You lie.
Yeah. Guess what, you lie.
Guess what? This was his town hall yesterday.
Be sure that violence against women is fully enforced to protect the women. That's the issue. It's not working with law enforcement, but a federal and state issue. So it's a very positive issue. So anybody can do it.
Wow.
As like, somebody keeps saying, if you thought Hillary was a bitch, meet karma.
Right.
How's karma feel?
That made me feel good.
Yeah. Exactly. Lawrence O'Donnell tweeted, Sean Spicer is a profoundly stupid liar working for a profoundly stupid liar.
Yeah.
Which I guess makes it perfect. Chelsea Handler tweeted, is a Holocaust Center a de-Jewing center? Like when Mike Pence can turn you un-gay? What a show. Will Wheaton said, even Hitler didn't have a private email server. Sean Spicer, probably. And one other, Will Wheaton. Dear Melissa McCarthy, keep your Saturday open. Yeah, I swear to God, it's like the whale commercial, right? She's like, what? Oh, no. Like, right? Everything that Sean Spicer does. Come on!
Something else.
I just saved the rhinos.
You're better than this. Not really.
Jeff Sessions asking, did he bring up the Lord?
He did.
To help him deport immigrants?
We will establish a system of immigration that serves the national interest, one that we can be proud of, one that is lawful. God bless all of you who do this work, and we ask God's blessing on the success of this effort to improve the lawlessness and safety of our country.
Is it lawlessness?
Yep.
We ask God to bless our tearing apart of children from their families.
Yeah, nothing
Please
good
stop.
Comes from the word lawlessness. Never.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just a Pepsi and Jesus. That's all we need. Wow. We were saying Pepsi United, Sean Spicer. It's all just wow. Everybody's competing for
who can be the worst.
Welcome to the Holocaust Center.
Somebody tweeted, they all walk into a bar. There's no punchline. That's just a bad week.
Walks into a bar and then
that's
never come
a bad
out.
Week. Danny Zucker tweeted, weird how the American administration that most closely resembles the Third Reich can so completely up their Nazi facts.
Yeah.
I think they'd be Nazi fun fact experts, wouldn't they? Okay. Paul in Seattle. Hello, Paul. Welcome.
My grandfather once had rhubarb pie with Franklin Roosevelt. It was piping hot. Burned Grandpa's mouth. And he sued the pants off of him.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay,
thank you, Paul.
Then. Yeah.
I think that was like a cake-related
anecdote. It was like, oh, I have a dessert story. Insert rhubarb pie.
Yesterday.
Nothing brings people together like rhubarb.
1941, I ate a rhubarb pie that was so hot it burned the top of my mouth.
But it did not dissuade me from the facts.
All right. Don't worry, Tito Lini. You're going to get your just desserts.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.